Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
Being a new parent is so exciting. It's scary and it's exciting all at the same time. How do you feed your newborn? Do you use formula? Do you only breastfeed? How do you do it? What if you have to use a bottle? How do you clean it? There are so many things going into a newborn, and especially feeding, because that's so important as they, you know, they're so little and as they grow. My guest is Dr. Robert Mendelson. He's a general pediatrician with the Pediatric Associates in Northwest Portland, Oregon. So Dr. Mendelson, let's start with newborn feeding. So breastfeeding is best. Tell us a little bit about how you get going with that.
Sure, Melanie. It's nice to be with you again. I'm looking forward to the hour.
Thank you.
The way that the parents have to make the decision about whether or not they're going to breastfeed, the American Academy of Pediatrics and all pediatricians that I know recommend strongly that if it's convenient, if it's possible, and it usually is unless the mom has just got an incredibly busy schedule, that breastfeeding be an exclusive way to breastfeed for the first 4 to 6 months, the way for children to get all their nutrition during that time. And the main thing is the mom can talk to her OBGYN or her pediatrician about preparation of her breasts and nipples before the baby is even born. Toughen them up a little bit. There are lots of ways to do that. It makes it a lot easier and less uncomfortable for the mom if she can do that beforehand. And then just in the hospital, let the nurses know that she does not want the baby to have any milk supplements, and that the baby should come out to nurse as often as the baby is hungry. And that's the initial preparation that you want.
How do you know how often the baby is hungry? How does a new parent know how often to breastfeed?
That's a good question. Usually, like any other child, a baby will let you know when they're hungry. In this case, the baby can communicate in only certain ways. They can get a little bit agitated, or they can cry or begin to fuss a little bit. If the baby is put to breast and breastfeeding is going well, that will calm down any of the crying or any of the anxiety that the baby appears to be showing. But the most important thing is the establishment of the breastfeeding, especially for the first-time mom. The second child, third child, the milk factory has already been engaged earlier, and milk comes in a little bit earlier, too. But the very first time, it's sometimes helpful to have a lactation specialist, someone in the hospital where the baby's born, or someone from the pediatric office to help mom, especially that first time around.
And what if mom is having trouble breastfeeding? What if it's making her cry, or it hurts, or she's feeling frustrated? Do you recommend that she press on, seek help, or give it up?
Well, the first two, press on and seek help, because there are so many advantages, Melanie, to breastfeeding. The most important things are the children grow better and are healthier in all ways and have many less illnesses if they are breastfed from the beginning. So we really encourage mom to press on. Many pediatric offices, including our own, has a lactation specialist, a nurse who is trained in all the problems moms may have. And some of the moms who've had troubles in the past will come in even earlier and see that lactation specialist. Almost all hospitals that deliver babies also have a lactation specialist for the mom to talk to. And so that's the pressing on and getting help that you were mentioning.
Okay, so if that chooses to be not what the mother wants to do, tell us a little bit about bottle feeding. What's going on in the formula world today? And, I mean, do bottles still have to be sterilized? How does that work?
Well, bottles have to be at the minimum dishwasher clean. The important thing is that they be clean and that the nipples are as clean as possible, and when the nipples get soft, perhaps from over-cleaning, that they be replaced. As far as sterilization is concerned, there certainly are sterilizing utensils that you can use in the kitchen that actually will boil the water around them, sterilize the bottles even after the formula is in them. It depends on what the mom's time schedule is, and it depends, especially the first couple months, then keeping things as sterile as possible is really important.
And what about the formulas out there, Dr. Mendelson? There's so many on the market. If you walk around the stores, there's 50 different ones. How do you know whether to do soy or rice or, you know, plain Enfamil or, you know, what? How do people know whether it's different to do powder or the liquid or whatever? It's so confusing.
It is, only because there is such a variety. The very best advice that I can give is the advice that I give to my patients, and therefore what I'm saying is ask your pediatrician, what do they recommend? The top formulas are all pretty much the same. You mentioned Enfamil, Similac is another. There are several. The powder is less expensive but also less convenient. If expense is a major issue, because the formulas are not inexpensive, If expense and cost is a major issue, the powder works just as well, but the important thing is follow the instructions exactly to get it into the appropriate solution so that there are no lumps and it's smooth. The newer formulas go into solution much better than they did years ago. And as I say, get your advice from your pediatrician. Your pediatrician should probably see you and the baby in the hospital or in the first week or two after the baby's born. And if there are problems or questions, almost all of us are available, or we have advice nurses who are experts available on a 24/7 basis.
Now, what about the water used in mixing powdered formula? Does that have to be a specific type of water? Do you have to use distilled? Do you have to use bottled water? Does plain old tap water work too?
Plain old tap water works if you're going to do a sterilization process after it is mixed. In some places, like where I live in Portland, our water is almost as sterile as distilled water, and that can be used, but we still, for the first couple of months, advise boiling the water at least. Distilled water is perfectly fine as well. Again, that adds expense to it. And in most parts of our country, we're fortunate enough to have nice, clean tap water that's got very little added to it except chlorine for sterilization and fluoride for the baby's teeth in most communities.
Now, babies, you know, I know one of mine did, the other one didn't, but, you know, they get reflux sometimes. And there's all this controversy surrounding putting rice, you know, in the baby's early formula. And I think I was doing it at 2 weeks old, but I didn't like doing it. Now, what about all that putting rice in to thicken up the food?
The formulas now, as I say, are quite different than they used to be. They've been steadily improved. Our recommendations are to mix it exactly as it says on the can. As you mentioned, there are three ways to do it. One is a liquid that you mix half and half with water. One is a powder that you generally, if you follow the instructions on the can, mix a self-contained scoop that comes in the can with to every 2 ounces of water. And, of course, the other is a pre-mixed formula, which for obvious reasons is more expensive, but on the other hand, it's the most convenient.
So rice to thicken it up, make it so that reflux and that sort of thing, so it stays down?
No, I never recommend that to start with, Melanie. If the baby is having a lot of trouble with spitting up, some pediatricians will recommend that it be mixed a little bit thicker to start with, a little less water, a little more formula, but very little. You have to be careful about that. And I never add any thickener to it unless I'm absolutely sure that the baby has a significant regurgitation problem. The other thing is that babies, if they're after they're fed, breastfed or bottle fed for that matter, if they're propped up just a little bit afterwards, the gravity helps keep that milk in the stomach until it passes on into the small intestine.
Great advice. You're listening to Radio MD and Healthy Children. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.